Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We thought the best way to honor 9/11 and the 20th anniversary, which is this Saturday, incidentally, would be to remember what a great country we were immediately after 9/11 and try to get back to that vibe. And in doing so, volunteering this week as best we can. Tammy and Jess had a little part of that yesterday with We See You San Diego. We're about to get an update about feeding some very, very needy people. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
And very warm again today, mid-70s to upper 90s. We have a heat advisory for the mountains and a chance for thunderstorms there today and tomorrow.
So every Tuesday, We See You San Diego is an organization that meets outside Resolve Church in the Linda Vista area, and they feed homeless people. And there are a lot of people that come and take advantage of this big family meal every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And that's where Tammy went last night.
And they do more than just feeding. It's really an all-encompassing project.
So what is your name and what part of San Diego are you from?
I'm Apari, and I'm from down in Chula Vista.
And what are you doing tonight?
We're at We See You San Diego. We're in a section of San Diego that has like a lot of the homeless population. And so a lot of people come in looking for food, a place for a mailing address, and clothes. And what I'm doing tonight is getting clothes for people who need them.
You mentioned a mailing address. I think that's something nobody would think about.
Yeah, so a lot of these people need like a mailing address for friends or family or even business if they're trying to get a job. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them are having their mail mailed here, and then they come pick it up on Tuesdays or whenever they can. And then another thing that they have is this thing called Recycle for Rehab, where we bring in our recycling like bottles and cans, and then they sort it all out. They bring it into those recycling centers, and they get paid for it, and the money goes to rehab for all of these people.
How long have you been doing this?
Close to 6 months.
What does it do for you?
I don't know. I just love serving people. It makes me so happy to like see other people happy. And you know, like I feel like a lot of the homeless population gets overlooked. And so when I see them like being acknowledged, and I feel good, it makes me feel happy when I get to call them like sir, ma'am, which is something they never get called and never get shown respect.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And whatever you want to do, you'll do it. I know that. I can see it
you.
In you. Thank you for taking some time
Thank
and chatting
you.
With us. And thanks for sharing your story.
Of course. Thank you.
Wow. What an awesome person. It makes me happy to see other people happy.
Mm-hmm. And I get to call them ma'am and sir because they never hear that. I thought that was very impactful. I also had a chance to chat with Stevie.
So what's your name?
My name is Stevie.
And Stevie, what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
So Stevie, what are you doing tonight?
I am doing We See You San Diego. It is an organization where we come to the Resolved Church on Tuesday nights to come and serve food and drinks to the homeless.
What does it do for you when you're here and you're helping and you're serving?
It's fun to help people knowing that what you're doing makes an impact even if they don't even know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun because the Bible says treat others how you want to be treated. And
right.
If I was them, I would want food and water. And we're giving them food and water.
When you're done at the end of your shift here, how do you feel on the way home?
Pretty good. I've never really thought about it. But it kind of feels like you've just been helpful.
Yeah, I want to thank you for opening your heart and doing things like this every week here every Tuesday. So good job, Stevie.
Thank you.
That's Stevie. Let's just remind you that is a sixth grader
mm-hmm.
with that mentality and that attitude.
Right.
We're going to be okay, people like Stevie is our future. This is what we are trying to do as we're trying to just honor in our own way 9/11 and go back to a time when we were nice to each other. There were all kinds of different people there last night, weren't there, Tammy?
Yeah, it was really quite an incredible experience for sure.
Go to KSON.com right now if you'd like to and find out how you can help organizations like We See You San Diego and others that we're going to do our best to help out this week. Again, it's KSON.com with John and Tammy in the morning. We thought the best way to honor 9/11 and the 20th anniversary, which is this Saturday, incidentally, would be to remember what a great country we were immediately after 9/11 and try to get back to that vibe. And in doing so, volunteering this week as best we can. Tammy and Jess had a little part of that yesterday with We See You San Diego. We're about to get an update about feeding some very, very needy people. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
And very warm again today, mid-70s to upper 90s. We have a heat advisory for the mountains and a chance for thunderstorms there today and tomorrow.
So every Tuesday, We See You San Diego is an organization that meets outside Resolve Church in the Linda Vista area, and they feed homeless people. And there are a lot of people that come and take advantage of this big family meal every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And that's where Tammy went last night.
And they do more than just feeding. It's really an all-encompassing project.
Shiloh, how old are you, honey?
I'm 11.
How long have you been volunteering here at We See You San Diego?
We come every other week, and we've been coming for around a year.
What is the best part about doing the volunteering for you? What do you get out of it? Because we get something out of it that makes us feel good, right?
I like helping the people that don't have homes because I know that it makes them feel happy.
What do you see in other kids after they've done this? Like maybe kids for the first time?
I don't know. I feel like they become maybe nicer because they see what happens to other people when they don't have jobs and homes. Yeah.
It kind of helps them understand and to be thankful for what they have too, right?
Yeah. And not like, I want this, I want that. They just like, they know that they're lucky to have all the stuff they have.
Humbles them a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Will you continue to serve your community? I'm very proud of you. Even though I just met you, it makes me very proud of you.
Thank you.
11 years old. Mm-hmm. The wisdom there.
I know. It's great.
She sounds like she's having the best time of her life. That's so great.
It is. And they learn a lot. And it's because of their parents who end up bringing them down there. And the parents love it, too.
Hi, what is your name and what part of San Diego are you from?
My name is Dale, and I live in Claremont.
So, Dale, how long have you been coming here to the We See You San Diego event every Tuesday?
A little over 3 years.
What makes you keep coming back?
We just love on people. We love to serve the people.
This has grown quite a bit. Talk about like the first time you were here compared to tonight.
Sure. 3 years ago, we might have had 30 or 40 people here, and we did a buffet style kind of thing, and it's just exploded. We now have the clothing. They can get razors and shaving cream. So it's very much evolved over the last 3 years. We've got maybe 120 to 150 where we started with 30 to 40. It's exponentially grown crazy.
Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this.
Oh, thank you for being here and sharing the story.
You bet.
So much.
You bet.
Well, it's almost official. You were with the nicest people in the history of the earth.
I know. And of all ages.
What's your name and what part of San Diego are you from?
My name's Alana, and I live in Mission Valley.
Okay. Alana, what are we doing tonight? Where are we?
We're at a homeless community.
Mm-hmm. And what is our purpose tonight?
To serve people.
So what makes you feel the best when you do a night like tonight?
I feel really good. I like how people serve and they get a lot of food.
What are we eating tonight? What do they have tonight? Do you know?
Corn dogs and green beans and macaroni.
Mac and cheese.
And I think they have a little more stuff, but I just don't know.
What would you tell your friends if they were thinking about going to do something like this? What would you tell them to help them want to come here?
Well, because it's helping the homeless people, and that would really help if they did that.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah.
Is it horrible that all I'm thinking about right now are corn dogs and mac and cheese?
Homemade mac and cheese. It was awesome.
Man, that's great. This is what we are trying to do as we're trying to just honor in our own way 9/11 and go back to a time when we were nice to each other. There were all kinds of different people there last night, weren't there, Tammy?
Yeah, it was really quite an incredible experience for sure.
Go to KSON.com right now if you'd like to and find out how you can help organizations like We See You San Diego and others that we're going to do our best to help out this week. As a matter of fact, tomorrow you will find out about a really cool event that's happening Friday. Friday in Fallbrook that you can be a part of, benefiting USO San Diego. Again, it's KSON.com with John and Tammy in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!